And now, it's time for the Light Show. What's up? What's up? What's up? And this is your boy DJ Preach right here on the Light Show on Anchor.fm, Google Play, iTunes Music. You know what time it is, man.
Let's go.
Best intro of all time. Let's get it. Yes. Yes. Let's go. Hey, listen, man. Today is April 3rd, 2018, and I'm live here in Atlanta, Georgia, man. Listen, I pray that you guys had a very blessed Easter, Resurrection Sunday, however you celebrate it, whatever you want to call it. But the purpose was all about the greater love of Christ and what he's done for us. How he took a beating for us. How he carried that cross of Calvary. Got pierced in his side, nailed to the cross, died for us. And on the third day, he resurrected. Man, what greater love is that? So I prayed that everybody, you know, went to church, prayed, you know, gave something up, really focused and meditated on that particular love. You know, I prayed that souls were saved, and I prayed that lives were changed. All right. Listen, today's show, I'm gonna continue on talking about the alignment with Christ. You know, we talked about part one when I gave you the formula of aligning yourself with Christ, and that was basically knowing your purpose. Number two, releasing yourself of the bad habits, and dying out of your old self. And number three, getting ready for your breakthrough. It's all part of the alignment. So part two, we're going to get deep into it. And I got them top 10 hits, baby, that's coming, all right? You know how I do it. Them DJ Preach. This is the Life Show on Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. Let's go! Yo, welcome back to the Life Show right here on Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. Okay, we're going to get right into it. Talking about the alignment with Christ. This is part two of it. And I just want to give you four tips with the alignment of Christ. Four natural and spiritual benefits of the alignment. And, you know, I just pray that this really blesses you, okay? So let's get right into it. I personally believe that alignment and accountability. I personally believe in both of those. They go hand in hand. The Bible teaches alignment, which is a concept of coming alongside but not over others, okay? Alignment is also a biblical word. Just in case you did not know it, it's used several times in the New Testament, and you can actually find, just to give you an example of it, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12. But the four steps that I wanted to share with you, with the four natural and spiritual benefits of alignment. Let's start with number one, that I personally believe that holds several truths with emerging the alignment and the accountability. Number one, the relationship abides with those whom we are aligned. Relationship abides with those with whom we are aligned. That's number one. Number two. Oh, this is good. I love this one. Number two, authority goes off the charts. What do you mean by authority goes off the charts? Basically, two are better than one because there is a good reward for their labor together. For if they fall, then one would help up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, then they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm by himself? And if someone might overpower another by himself, two together can withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. And that's in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. So basically, authority goes off the charts. And watch this. It ties right into number three. Number three, accountability sharpens our lives and keep us out of error. My God. My God. Accountability is a biblical concept and much needed in the church today. Watch this. Accountability produces sons and daughters. Lack of accountability can definitely produce, or I wouldn't even say produce, but can slow down the growth in your life. There must be accountability taken in your life. The body of Christ, the people within the church, have to be accountable. You have to be accountable. That's part of your alignment with Christ. Because why do I say that? Because when you align yourself with Christ, God is giving you more authority, okay? More leadership. Your ministry is strengthening. Your life is becoming better. Like people are looking at you now. You know what I'm saying? I can say it like this. God is really putting you in the spotlight. He's putting you as the front runner now. Okay, people are looking at you. They looking up to you. You got to hold yourself in a different way now. Like them things that you used to do, you can't do anymore. That's what we was talking about in part one. You got to die out of your own self, out of your old self, and be a new creature under Christ. That's part of the whole alignment. Let's get to number four. Number four, godly counsel from those we submit to can keep us moving forward in the Lord. You have to have good counsel. You got to be around people that are walking the same path as which as you, or even better. Real talk. If they're not walking with Christ and doing the right things, if their lives is not aligned of what God has stored upon their life, the purpose and the will upon their life, you got to roll. Because all that's doing is slowing you down. All that's doing is keeping you right in that same situation that you was trying to get out of 4 years ago. Ain't nothing happening. Nothing happening. Get around good counselship. You got to. I'm telling you, you got to. It helps out. It definitely helps out. Okay, we're not done with farm alignment. I got part three, the last part of alignment. But I just wanted to break those down, those benefits down to you. Having a good relationship with others. Number two, the authority. Number three, the accountability. And number four, definitely having being around good counsel. Because it's needed, y'all. It is needed. I'm benefiting from it right now as we speak. All right, man. Let's get back to these jams right here on the live show on anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. Let's go. Yo, what's up, man? This is your boy DJ Preach, right here on the Light Show on anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes, man. Listen, Y'all can follow me on the social media network, man. Y'all got to do it, man. Listen, Twitter, I go by DJ Preach 83. It's at DJ Preach 83 on Twitter. On iTunes, same thing, DJ Preach 83. And on Facebook, you can follow me on Prime Time Gospel, where you can get the latest music videos and the latest news of the Christian hip-hop community. That's just what it is, man. Y'all keep it locked here, right here on The Light Show, Google Play and iTunes. It's going down. Let's go. Hey, yo, this next hitter is something you ain't never heard before. It's a DJ Preach exclusive. Check this one out. Y'all, man, it's that time of the show. I gotta wrap it up, man. It's time to end it. Listen, I hope you enjoyed the show. The alignment part two, aligning yourselves, gave you the full benefits of aligning yourself and being held accountable as you do it. And I hope you enjoyed the jams, man. I threw a little bonus in there, the little remix of Prince's I Would Die For You. It's actually called He Will Die For You. I mean, he did. I'm sorry. I can't get the words out. He did die for you. So no, Prince did not sing it. I'm not entitled, under licensing to, tell you who sung that song. I would have to get permission, soon, but when I get that permission, I would gladly let you guys know who that was, man. But I just wanted to throw that out there. That wasn't even the whole song. I think that was probably like 2 minutes of it that I just played. You know, it goes all the way to four, so I only gave you 2 minutes. I don't even think I was supposed to do that, but anyway, that's just what I do here on The Life Show. All right, man, let's end it out in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, just thank you just for who you are, dear Heavenly Father, for being a great God, a victorious God, a mighty God, dear Heavenly Father, who is over our lives, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, I just ask that you would touch each and every listener right now, dear Heavenly Father, that you will bless them in such an extraordinary way that hasn't even been done before, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, I pray for the elevation in their lives, Heavenly Father. I pray for the alignment. I speak peace in their lives. I speak healing in their lives, Heavenly Father. I speak a greater financial breakthrough right now. I speak breakthroughs, period, in the listeners' lives, Heavenly Father. God, their steps, Heavenly Father. Be in their households, Heavenly Father. Be in their car. Be in their workplace, Heavenly Father. Just be with them. Be with their families right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is my prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, I'm going to see you guys next time. Alignment Part 3. All right? We good? All right. Peace. Love y'all.